Drew DeArmon, welcome into the game in T-Town. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Doing well, Ryan. It's always great to be on Friday. A little bit rainy today here in Huntsville, but football is still in the air, and I look forward to that. I know you ran the marathon on the SEC Media Days, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy your weekend.
I'm going to sleep like a baby, to be honest with you. I'm just going to I'm going to set back because you know what we've got to do? We've got to get ready for fall camp because it's in just a couple of weeks. I got to recover from SEC Media Days. I'm not in shape for this fall camp stuff that starts in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's hard to believe it's finally almost here. You know, the Oklahoma game seems like, you know, the Sugar Bowl seems like, you know, a year and a half ago, but finally almost ready to start anew. And I thought SEC Media Days was very interesting, and looking forward to fall camp. It's always an interesting time to see who comes in and who takes the bull by the horns, especially the give. We talked about it, the quarterback situation. So it's finally almost time for the bullets to start to become live.
So as we go back to Nick Saban's message yesterday as far as the state of the college football and the state of Alabama program, what was the take-home message for you? What was the highlight that you thought he said, or maybe even a couple of highlights?
Well, I thought the biggest highlight, and I tweeted it out, was at the beginning. You know, he said they had to reestablish the identity of the program. And I think they had to, in other words, like he talked about, it's resetting the program from square one and go back to what got them, made them successful. And I think that's what Alabama's going to do. I think that's a big reason why familiar faces like defensive line coach Bo Davis and inside linebackers coach Kevin Steele are back on the defensive staff. These are guys that Coach Saban trusts. They've been through the fire. They've, you know, helped Alabama to a national championship, and they know what it takes in Coach Saban's program. They are they're old hands. They're both proven coaches. And with Lane Kiffin, someone that, you know, he wanted some fresh ideas. I took that as the second thing. He's happy with Lane Kiffin so far. Wanted some fresh ideas offensively, felt like they needed to get the ball to the playmakers a little more consistently. I think he wanted to, you know, someone that could also develop a quarterback. I think that's Coach Kiffin's strength. And so I just really thought the resetting the program, establishing the identity, and then Coach Lane Kiffin coming in offensively were the two biggest things I took out of it.
Drew DeArmon right now, alabamaintel.com is the website. I go back to a conversation, and maybe this is just me, but I look at success, and everybody picked Alabama to win. Not everybody, but most, the majority, picked Alabama to win the SEC championship in 2014. If they're going to do that, I think it goes back to the quarterback production. Jacob Coker has got to be a better fit than what we were able to see in the A-Day performance.
Oh, there's no question about it. Jake Coker, he's now going to be known in the new media guide, he holds the key. He'll be given the keys to the offense as long as is able to hold off Blake Sims. And he's not making it easy on him, but Blake's been a great senior leader for Alabama. But I think upside and potential is what a lot of people are going to see with Jay Coker. The bullets have to start flying live, but he will hold the key offensively. I heard this week on Alabama Intel, we reported it, that they feel like if he continues to progress at the rate he's progressing, that he can be at least as good as A.J. McCarron last year. And, of course, A.J. McCarron won the Maxwell Award and capped off his career. Of course, lost his last two starts, but played at a very high level for the 3 years he was starter. So if they can get the same production from Jay Coker and he doesn't turn the football over, Ryan, I don't think there's any doubt with the skill position players, Amari Cooper, DeAndre White, who has been looking very, very good now he's returned to health from 7-on-7. And the last time the Alabama fans saw DeAndre, he put on a big-time show in the Sugar Bowl with a 60-plus yard touchdown catch and then, 160 yards plus receiving on three catches. So he's a guy that's stepped up. Christian Jones is a senior leader. And then you have Derrick Henry and T.J. Yeldon and O.J. Howard. So, obviously, he's going to have the weapons that he needs at his disposal. So Jay Coker, without a doubt, is the key.
Right now we're talking to Drew DeArmon inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. It's alabamaintel.com, alabamaintel.com. I go back to a couple of other conversations. What are we hearing from these 7-on-7 camps that's happening right now in T-Town?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think, as I just said, DeAndre White has looked very good. He's been as explosive almost as Amari Cooper in 7-on-7, if not more so in that work. And that's saying a lot because everybody knows how good Amari is. O.J. Howard has very good synergy from what we understand with the both QBs, especially Jake Coker. They seem to have hit it off. I think O.J. is a guy that could come on and have a monster year in his second year in the program. Derrick Henry is a worker. As you heard, Amari Cooper, he gets in the weight room. He's always grinding. He's hungry. He wants it. T.J. Yeldon, as long as he puts the ball security issues in the past, I think the coaches right now are very confident in T.J. Yeldon and Derrick Henry. The wild card in the situation, obviously, with Coach Saban announcing that Kenyon Drake is suspended from team activities right now, his future is uncertain. They have him in the plans. They think he can be an explosive weapon, but he's going to have to, pay the price. He and Jaron Reed are going to have to get back in the good graces of the coaching staff. We hear Tony Brown, as a freshman, has done a yeoman's work in the summer. So he's putting himself in position to play quite a bit, if not start. He's competing with Cyrus Jones at the right cornerback spot. And then at the left spot, we're hearing Bradley Still. He had a very good spring. He's finally healthy. He's always had a lot of athletic ability and talent. He had to come along with his mental retention. Seems like that has happened. So, and along with Landon Collins and Geno Smith, I think the secondary could have some questions, but I think he could end up being a strength rather quickly if all that happens.
What's your biggest
concern? Go ahead.
My bad. That's my apologies. I jumped in on the way there. But what's your biggest concern for this football team?
Well, the biggest, obviously, is the consistency with the kicking game. Coach Saban said Adam Griffith right now is the starter at place kicker. Needs to be more consistent. Was not very consistent in the spring, but he has ability, has the leg strength. Must get more consistent mechanically. Must overcome his mental block as far as he sometimes gets down on himself with something if he does not execute properly. And then J.K. Scott, the freshman punter from Mullen High School, Denver, Colorado, his coach Saban said he called him the freshman, and he is going to be the freshman that they're going to count on to try to win the punting job. Obviously, Alec Morris is still on the football team. He will be someone they look to. But also, I know you may have talked about this on the game, but there was a walk-on coming in from Hoover High School, Tuck Boree. Parents are Alabama graduates. He is going to be on an academic scholarship, but he was in the program for part of the summer, the conditioning program, but he has left the football team, and he will now just go to school at Alabama. He plans to give up football, so that's one less candidate in a punting situation. But Gunnar Rayburn, a walk-on from Lafayette, Louisiana, will be given a look also at kicker, depending on how Adam Griffin does. But I think really the three big key situations are the kickers, Jake Coker at quarterback. Will he step up? Will he be the real deal? And then Cam Robinson at the left tackle spot. Ryan, he's going to have to protect the blind side of the QBs. But as we said in our report, the Alabama coaching staff is very high on Cam. They thought he really stepped up this summer. And they think, and this is high praise, the history of Alabama football program, that Cameron Robinson from Monroe, Louisiana, can be one of the top five offensive linemen to ever strap it up. And that's heavy praise.
That is making a lot of Alabama fans very rest a little easier by making that comment. Drew, I don't want to tease everything. I want folks to go and read the article that you've put together. It's alabamaintel.com, wall-to-wall coverage of the Crimson Tide. Amp it up, fall coverage coming up in a couple of weeks. But you guys have got it covered with a great report there talking about some of the 7-on-7 activity here in Tuscaloosa. Talk about alabamaintel.com.
Yeah, absolutely, Ryan. We're growing every day. We're getting ready to relaunch a new website in mid-August before football season, during fall camp. We really want to take Alabama Intel to the next level. We're going to have wall-to-wall, as you said, video, pictures, intel from practice. We have excellent sources at Alabama Intel. We will have to suit our own. But I know it's been a big deal this week. It released at SEC Media Day that Alabama will play the Southern Cal Trojans in the first game of the 2016 season in the Jerry Dome. AlabamaIntel.com and myself reported that May the 14th. So we had that very, very early from sources that Alabama was in serious negotiations with Southern California. That came true. It's going to be, an epic opener, the biggest maybe in years if Coach Sark gets their program rolling and Alabama keeps rolling. And we just look forward to covering Alabama athletics, the big three, football and basketball and baseball in the best way possible. But everybody knows football and football recruiting are always going to drive the train, man. And we just look forward to Alabama Intel being the source for everybody to go to. And we hope they come join us and follow me on Twitter at Drew D. Al Intel. And thank you, man. I appreciate
also it. Also, the update on Brandon Kennedy and everything there. Drew, great. I'm trying to wrap up a busy week, and I've literally got seconds before I got to go to break. But I'm going to invite people to go to the website, alabamaintel.com, and get a little bit of analysis there and talk about it on the message boards. Thank you, Drew, for helping me out in Tuscaloosa.
No problem, Ryan. I always love that, being on the show. And Roll Tide. Have a good weekend.